Oh, good evening, everyone. This program is going to Facebook at the same time you're listening. And Facebook listeners, please make sure you call 800-866-8883. I don't usually start this way, but Facebook listeners are important. I'm just getting adjusted to doing two of these tricks in one. One for broadcasting and one for Facebook. The number is 800-866-8883. And this is a three-hour program. I do not hope that this is... I've been doing this, so I hope it, I was going to say that you get bored. You won't get bored as long as you listen, have a person that will call with a question. When I was on Facebook, it was Sunday, I had so many lines come up, but I couldn't. Everyone had a little problem. There was thousands of them, I suppose. I didn't count. But I can't talk to a line. I have to talk to a person. And that person, if they want to get a solution to any problem, I promise you that if you have a good heart, I will show you how easy it is to overcome the overcomer, to overcome anything in life and always win and never lose. Is that such a thing as possible? Have you ever heard of the truth will set you free? But what is the truth? I mean, there's a cup of water on my desk looking at me. And I'm saying, yes, there's a cup of water, a glass of water. That's true, but it isn't truth. Truth is something special. And so it's not easy to sit in this chair and tell you what truth is in a few words. I need to be challenged in my ideas of what truth is. Because it's quite possible that a person who is dark will see truth differently from you. As I was speaking on that video, you see, if you're listening to me on Facebook, you'll see me talking about Hitler to the gentleman who was interviewing me. What was his name? Drudge. Yes, I shouldn't do it because he's my friend. I'm getting old, and I don't always remember his name. But I have a little problem with that. But forgive me. I've been on the air for 55 years. I help save lives, millions of people's lives, because I can share what I can discern and help you see what truth is. Now, there's another subject I want to talk to. This is just the opening of the program, and forgive me. But there's another situation which I recently, fell in love with. It's something from the Bible. Forgive me, I'm not one of those babblers that speak from a place in a church. I'm not one of those people to tell you what truth is. But what I want to share with you is something really quite remarkable. It's the story of the Jesus. I'm going to tell it to you. I'm going to read a little bit, if you don't mind, from the scripture, because I want to explain to you what do you remember the fig tree when he passed it was hungry? Did you remember that? When he passed, he was hungry, and then there was no figs on the tree, and it was only leaves. And so he cursed it, and it shriveled up right away. And the apostles said, how did you do that? How could you do that? I said, now I'm going to say something to you. Lots of people in this world are not good. And if you know how to deal with the situation, you can cause them to shrivel away exactly like that tree. Now, there's bad people listening and good people, naughty people and good people. Wouldn't you like to be able to do something like that, but not so cruel? The tree doesn't feel cruelty, obviously, but he shows that there's a power. And he doesn't want to do it to a human being. He doesn't. But he's making a point. He's making a point that if you are a noble person, if you have God in you, you can shrivel up. Yes, this sounds cruel, doesn't it? Sounds unlike a radio program, but I want to share that with you. It came to my mind recently, and it's some one of those truths I need to share, because it's important that you cause people to shrivel up when they hate you without doing having to do anything about it. Just give me a chance. That's it.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Oh, good evening again. I'm on Facebook. May I suggest that if you would like to call me watching Facebook, go to fhu.com. Foundation of Human Understanding, and listen to Roy live. When you do that, you can hear the program. You can watch the program. And not that I'm so beautiful, but it's nice to be able to see me talking to thee. Forgive me, because I'm old. And I'm not used to this. And my friend here, my people who are prompting me, say, Roy, don't close your eyes, look into the camera. I have a habit over the years, and I hope somebody pricks me in the rear end to make sure I look and see you and look you in the eye. But I have a habit of closing my eyes to everything and listen to myself speaking. And speaking intuitively as much as possible, but where I get the intuitive as a value, it has to be somebody listening to me, somebody who will decide to say, I give Roy Masters a chance to give me, I give him a chance to help me overcome my whatever it is. Just name any disease, because 95%, if I give you rattle off all the diseases, see my eyes started to close right away, see it? Hello? See my eyes? They started to close right away because that's habit. That habit has to be broken if I were to do a good program with you. You want to see my eyes. I have to keep look at that eye looking at me called a camera. And it's not easy. So I'm going to do the best, and let's make excuses right from the beginning. So if you see me close my eyes, call me and say, Roy, wake up. You're on Facebook. I would love to see you, and I'd like to hear from you. But please call the program, 800-866-8883. And I am claiming, and just for opening, that all the problems on earth of every race and color and creed, every one of them, 95% of all your sicknesses and diseases are rooted in just one thing. One thing, just a little irritation. Just a little irritation. And sometimes you can feel it in the left side of your body, just below your tummy. Just a bit below the left rib. And just a little zzz. Yeah. So when you get upset, just watch that part of your body. It's connected to what the brain is doing to you. And I will show you how what that means. That when you feel that little irritation in that part of your body, your brain can't give you any feeling. I mean, it doesn't feel itself, but it represents the feeling of danger. There's a little zzz. When you get angry, because you're listening to the program, and I'm not going to try to make you angry, of course. But next time you get a situation, and you start to feel a little zzz, like a little zzz, little tiny electrical thing, look the person in the face, look at that person, and you will think that that person who is intimidating you is seeing the fear that that represents. It's a fear of irritation. But in real time, what you think of that is not true. Your eyes will look at the other person's eyes, and he will see some strength in you that you don't feel by your awareness of that little irritation in the side to make it go away. And this is the beginning of what I want to say, that it is that simple, because that irritation, let's say it's the first time you've ever been irritated in your life, which is not quite likely, except when you're a little kid, but you may be able to, as an adult, just follow what the yellow brick road, so to speak. There, I close my eyes again. Thank you for waking me up. This is a 55-year problem I have, because I'm sitting alone in this little office for 55 years. I don't go anywhere. I don't take I don't go to the beach. I don't go anywhere. It's here. And it's here because I have something to share with you, something that other people do not have. They have little bits of pieces. There's little pieces that lots of people say in the Bible. And there's also imitations of what the truth is. And so my subject matter this afternoon or this evening is, what is the truth? Just what is the truth that will set you free? And what is freedom? That's important. I think democracy is indispensable to socialism, Vladimir Lenin. In other words, democracy is not freedom in itself. It doesn't have something. It allows people to think they're free, but they don't know what freedom is. And freedom can actually be free from wrong to do right, and to do that forever. Freedom from wrong to do right and live in a good way, or freedom from right to do wrong. Freedom from wrong to do right, and freedom from right to do wrong, and think of that as freedom. And you would be turning around and not wanting to uphold the law and to smash the Ten Commandments on the courthouse wall. Those are the people who are destructive and cause that little irritation. These little irritations becoming bigger irritations to the degree that little place in the side of your, or your left side of your body, just underneath the left bones. What do you call it? Bones. Ribs. Yes, the ribs. Just a little part lower than the rib, just on the fleshy part of that body, is an irritation. But if you observe that and watch that, as I said, you will see very clearly, not right this minute, but you will see that that is the opening of the door to your mind, so that you have choices. But you have two choices. A choice means you have another choice or other choices, but you only have two choices after that. Because it opens the door to becoming emotional, as emotional like an animal, subject to the pressures and stresses of life, which is needful for them, but deleterious for you. It is dangerous for you to become upset. Please call me and try to pull out of me as much as possible with respect to your problems of mental, emotional, and other, mental, emotional, and whatever is, whatever your disease is or your dis-ease is, it's the root, the root cause of it is what I just explained. That place opens up the door for you to react like an animal. And some of you will feel, some of you will feel anxiety. And you will feel anxiety sooner or later. You will get confused. And you'll try to overcome your confusion. And it only makes worse. And the more you struggle with your endless loops of thoughts, which is a result of all that, something enters inside you and it won't go away. And everybody has that to some degree. Everybody. But the two, I'm going to keep to my thoughts here for a moment because I tend to wander. The two sets of feelings, the set of feelings is one is anger and judgment, being judgmental. Do you understand what being judgmental is playing God? I'll give you an example, shall I? So, many years ago, I've done many seminars, hundreds of them, thousands, I guess. And a gentleman came to me and said, I have to apologize. I have to apologize because I hated you. Can you forgive me? I says, no. He said, but you're a minister. You should be able to forgive me. I said, I can't forgive you. I didn't judge you. If I judged you, I would have to forgive you. But then the judgment, then the forgiving is also playing God. You can't play God. So when you are judging somebody, what's happening is a dark side. When somebody speaks, is cruel to you, when your parents don't see what they're doing, when they love you too much, when they get impatient and maybe beat you up. There's all kinds of situations as you come into this world. You come into this world innocent. You come into this world, how can a baby be guilty? How can a child be guilty? It is the guilt that's put into them. You see, you come into the culture. You have in your heart, when you're born, you have I'll try to find the word for it because it's intuition. There's an intuition that will guide you through life, and there's people around you that are broken, and there's a tendency for them to break you. The tendency to do others as was done unto you. With all these lights going on, you may see me fall asleep. If we come back in just a second, don't go away. I'm Roy Master.
And yes, I am David Masters, and we're coming to the end of our September pledge drive. And I have some people that I need to thank because we've had such great response from so many people. Let's see here. We have, first of all, let me give you the number, 1-800-500-0922. Now, I want to thank for the $20 from Leonard from Hollywood, California. Thank you, Leonard, for that. The $100 a month from Wendy from Newark, Delaware. Wendy, thank you for helping keep this program on the air. It means so much to us. $50 from Nancy in Grants Pass. Nancy, we need 50 Nancys in Grants Pass, and then we could really, really sustain this for a long time. But all of you who are giving us these wonderful gifts and keeping this program going, we're so grateful for you. And the way that you can do this is we're looking for whatever you can afford, but $25 a month, $50, $100, or a one-time gift of $100, $500, or $1,000. Call 1-800-500-0922. Or you can go to FHU.com and you can click the donate button there, and it's a completely secure site. And you got to realize that if you're getting something out of this program, how can I say this without being manipulative? But if you've gotten a lot from this program and you've never really paid it forward, then maybe it's not really working as well as it could for you. That's all I'm saying. 800-500-0922, 800-500-0922. We're almost done with our pledge drive. One more day. Call 800-500-0922 or go to FHU.com and click on the donate button. And now, oh, wait a minute, I got 10 seconds. Let me see, what can I do with this 10 seconds? Let me think about it for a minute. 5, 4, I'll just give you back to Roy. 3, 2, 1.
Well, this is Roy Masters, and I'm continuing with the thought here. I love for somebody to call me about what I just said. There's more to it. There's much more to it. But when you get upset, and if you look very carefully, there's a warning sign that something's going wrong with your mind, and you can feel it, that the brain doesn't have a feeling. You can operate on the brain, and it doesn't hurt the brain because it is the receptor of feeling. And so I suggest you just watch for emotions, and I want you to consider, as part of this program, is that emotion, never mind, please give me opportunity to share with you that the two options that happen to you when you feel this little irritation, you can actually feel the irritation in different ways, but if you're astute, you can actually feel what the brain is trying to tell you, but it doesn't have a language for it. But I know it's the language of everybody who gets irritable and upset. But it's also the place that takes you down from intuition, which is a gift from God. It's a counter energy to the stress of life. In other words, when a person who is guilty of something and as cruel a parent, teacher, your kid in your class, it doesn't matter what they say to you or what they do to you. There's an energy field radiating from them. And just like this radio program, when I'm talking, you can see me, you can hear me. There's an energy field that carries a message. There's an energy field in stress. And in that field, in the energy field, you can put an information. So if anybody wants to upset you and tell you you're stupid, then you will be stupid for the rest of your life and try to prove that you're not stupid or accept that you are. That's the only choice you got. Call me, 800-866-8883. Do you feel like you've lost your faith? Do you doubt? Do you obey the forces of doubt inside you? Because we're dealing not with psychology. Yes, there's a certain amount of psychology to it, but that's a description this is a description of all the different sicknesses and diseases, mental, emotional, and physical, which begins with this one. Do you think, for instance, if you're Christian, do you believe that Jesus Christ could get sick? No. But the point is, he could make people sick. Because they couldn't make them sick. It couldn't make him sick. The whole idea is for you to understand that the person that's doing something cruel to you was when he or she was a child. And they experienced that when they come into the world, they come into a culture. Every culture varies in the freedom and becomes more and more unlike America, which America has a lot of freedom, but the trouble is the freedom has become, has a different look, face to it now. Freedom from right to do wrong is a number of people that may be half the country. The freedom from right to do wrong and to want to smash, blame other people for the suffering that you're going through. And then because you've lost your ability to function in a proper way, you're on welfare or you've got a sickness or a disease and you don't know where it's coming from and you hate you hate God. You really do. If your father dies, you might want to hate God. Because in a better speaking, he does represent him. He does represent us in us. He represents himself in us. This is what I'm coming to. This is this information I'm giving you about the little zzz in the side gives you two choices, but only two choices, and those two choices are as bad as each other. One will make you turn you into one of them so that you do to others what was done to you. Got that? When, in other words, your innocence is compromised, and not you become disconnected, but still have the potential of redemption. Always, it's always there, but for some people it isn't there. And in comes another entity that makes you doubt yourself. It has the same amount of power with respect to the good power that can overcome it. But the whole idea for people who are in the know, powerful people, and I'm going to put my glasses on because there's something on my... Vladimir Lenin, he said democracy is indispensable to socialism, and we get a socialism. It means a freedom. It means a freedom. So some people in that freedom will do good things, and some people in that freedom will take advantage of it. And so, when you come in democracy, it requires, it gives you the opportunity to be the good one and the bad one. But you have to learn to now, those of you who are decent and I have conflict, I have to show you how to deal with the bad one, and that involves the fig tree. And so where did the fig tree come from? I will tell you in a little bit. Because Jesus, if you don't mind me saying this, he cursed the fig tree for not having fruit, only leaves, and it shriveled away. I will show you how to shrivel somebody away. Okay.
And hi, this is David Masters again, and now we're coming to the end of our September fund drive. And many people have pledged, and we're so grateful. I will let you know that there are people all over the country. We have Denise from, looks like Southern California, $1,500. Thank you so much, Denise. Maybe we can stop 22 more soldiers from committing suicide. We got $100 a month from Andrew from Redlands, California. Andrew, keep being the Andrew that you are. Don't let the world change you. $35 from Raul from Klamath Falls, Oregon. I didn't know there were anybody living in Klamath Falls, but that's another story. It's our pledge drive, and we are getting this going because we've got to keep supplying people all over the world, but particularly the military families and the veterans and the first responders and their families and policemen and women and everyone who needs the help that they can't get from the VA. $25, $50, $100 a month, whatever you can afford, call 800-500-0922. That's 800-500-0922. And this will be what makes the difference in somebody's life, somebody you'll never meet, somebody you don't, they'll never be able to thank you. You know, just an aside, people have come up to me over the last 40 years, because that's how long I've been working with my dad, and they'd say, you know, you said something to me, it really changed my life. And I thought, well, that's good. And I don't even know what they were talking about. And so, you see, that's the power of being able to affect change. That's the power of it. It's not about us. It's about you. 800-500-0922. We're almost done with the pledge drive, but we need more of you to step up. And again, $25, $50, $100 a month on our auto debit program, or a gift, one-time gift, $100, $500, $1,000 makes a huge difference. Please do make a difference. 800-500-0922, or go to FHU.com and click on Donate.
Good evening again. This is Roy Masters on Facebook. And if you'd like to call in, we have some callers coming in now. that makes the program very much alive. And it helped me to keep my eyes open because I'm not used to cameras when I'm doing a program. So you'll forgive me if I fall asleep while I'm talking to you. It's not that way. I sit quietly in a studio for many, many years. And I'm not looking at a screen. I'm just looking at my eyelids. And the sitting quietly, which I hope to help you with sooner or later, is to become intuitive. And intuitive means, I think, if I can just mention a little bit of Bible, it will make the point, because he points to the scribes and the Pharisees, and he says, "You see, but you don't perceive." There is the word right there. There's other words for it, but it's intuition. It's intuition. Something that comes through you. It's just not a noise. The spoken word, the kind of spoken word which conveys an entity through a person into you. The person, you need to understand, I'm trying to make bringing it to a point at every point I can, but the person that's doing something to you doesn't realize that he's not himself, doesn't realize she is not herself, but standing basically in the shoes of their parents, rebelling or conforming. There's only two forms of it. You can rebel or you can conform, and you become an appeaser, and you spend your life giving in to people and emboldening the worst in them. Do you understand that? It's difficult to look at a camera for 3 hours. You'll have to give me a break here a little bit. So when you see me blink a little bit, just bear with me, please, because this is the first time I've done a program but for 3 hours. It's not easy to look at that camera. I know you can see me, and it's easy, but it's not easy for me, for an old man, to understand, you know, to do something different. But here I am doing it, so bear with me. And so my friends here are there too, so give me a kick in the butt every now and then to make sure I'm looking at the camera so I can see you and you can see me, and it makes it personal. I like that. It's nice if you'd like to call, and I can share with you. See, there's a gentleman calling me right now, John from Virginia, and he has anger issues. Now, anger is, I remember what I said about that little zing on your side. Remember that little irritation? It opens the door, but the door has to close. Now, you can say, well, how the hell do I do that? I'm coming to it. But you could say, well, what? That doesn't make any sense. I say it does. I've spent, oh, God knows how, 55 years on the air explaining how to overcome every disease. You see, every disease. 95% doctors are beginning to say it is coming from irritation from the smallest thing into bigger things. And the more we treat it, we treat it to make you live longer. And it's a good thing if you could live longer, but not wronger. If you live wronger, you have another disease.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, hello. I'm just trying to drink some water. You're just about to drink some water, and I have to gargle on it all of a sudden. But here I am. I've got John. We're going to have our first caller. Please call me. And those of you listening on Facebook, if you can see me, I can't see you, but if you can see me, please listen to where you can actually talk with me. If you have a problem, I'm looking for a problem that's very serious. I can start with little things, but I can talk about cancer and why you can get better from it. Because the problem is with cancer, something like that, half of you will die from it no matter what. Half of you will die from it. And there's the reasons why some survive, but we won't go into that right now. But it has a reason behind it. And if you, it's hard to say. Let me take my first call, because I have a tendency to run away with an idea and forget my caller. And the very people I want to talk to is a living person. So I'm going to take John first. And I want you, by the way, quickly, I got off my track a little bit. Go to FHU.com. That's my website. FHU.com. And that's a website. On your right-hand side, when you see it, you'll see Listen to Roy Live. And you will hear my program live. And then you can pick up the phone and call 800-866-8883 and give me a living being while you're still alive to show you how to live beyond your anxiety and fears and diseases like diabetes and cancer. These are easy to cure. Easy to cure. You just have to understand the root of it. That's all.
Can I jump in for one moment?
Yes. Yes, I've got to talk to this gentleman.
I know, but I want to make a point because you
Okay, David, go ahead.
You brought it up again, anxiety.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, there's actually two sides of anxiety, like two sides of a coin.
Yes, that's what you're talking about.
No, but I want to make a point about what I discovered about anxiety when I was a teenager, and that is that when I started meditating, I was probably about 18 years old, and then as I became more aware, I realized that I had certain compulsions, like to run out and go see what my friends were doing. It seemed to be... But that was me looking for the reinforcement for that ego life, right?
There you go.
Jesus said, if you preserve your life, you'll lose it. So one day I was sitting on the couch in the living room, and I was sitting there meditating, and these thoughts came into my mind. And the thought said, why don't you just go and see? Just go and see what your friends are doing. And I had this anxiety. But then I realized the anxiety was not my enemy. The anxiety, at this kind of anxiety, was my friend. And my friend was saying to me, it doesn't matter what those people are doing. Who cares what they're doing? Stay in your center. This is what it was doing. And when I stopped giving in to the negative anxiety of worrying about what I was missing out on, I started to see the world in a whole different way. And so anxiety is not necessarily always a bad thing. That's all I want to say.
Yeah, it's actually a good thing, but your tendency is for you to think that God is the devil. You see, in other words, the anxiety is like an elastic band. So that the degree that you're being pulled and you yield to the pull and you get weaker every time you give in to that pull, that temptation, if you like. But it is a pull of a dark force. See, the reason why that is the case, by the way, is because the pull represents someone in your life that disconnected you from who you should be and how you could unfold it like a flower. And unfolding from a flower is something that I'm going to talk to you about that in a few minutes that is very, very powerful. It's a war of energies. In other words, I have an energy within me that dissolves the energy in a person that is going to offend me or trying to offend me, because the only way a person can do to somebody what was done to them and get some satisfaction out of it is to do to another what was done to you. Because when it was done to you, you are owned. When you give in, you cannot worship two masters, you see. You can't worship two. What you will serve the one that causes you to respond. And so stress, the people in the world understand, powerful people understand that emotions can transform you if they can strike an energy field up inside you and intimidate you by intimidating you. You submit or you rebel. These are the only two. You will become, either way, you will belong to that which has upset you. And the tendency is to do one of two things. Give in to it in the hope of peace, and that is emboldening the enemy. That is not love. It feels like love, But it's based on guilt. There's something wrong when you react to somebody. You actually give yourself to another person. And that person has also had the same done to him. Someone did something to him, and now he turns around and wants to eat you. And basically, it's a matter of eating you psychologically, demoralizing you, degrading you psychologically by changing what kind of person you could have been to what kind of person that is now beginning to take shape inside you. And you can see it as endless loops of thought. You can see it as pressing down and becoming angry and hiding your angers and fears. And as a result of that, you begin to try to appease the bully, hoping that the bully will love you, but the bully will never love you because it gets its power from you. What it's lost to its entity now causes you to give to that entity. He's become the entity. So the person that does something to you and harmful, you have to understand he couldn't help himself. He doesn't see what he's doing. If you could understand that, if you could really see that the person who's doing harm to you wasn't born that way, he was created that way. Even if he's a murderer, you'll find people waking up in jail. How did I get here? You will say, how do I get here? Yes, I've got to talk to John. Otherwise, I'll get carried away. And John, of course, will give me the opportunity to say these other things, which I would have said otherwise, but it's nice to speak to a living person. 800-866-88. I'm sorry, John. I got carried away. All right, go ahead. John, are you there, old boy? Yes, I can.
Yes,
it's very
sir,
clear.
I'm here. How are you?
It's very, very clear. Very good. Thank you.
Good. Good. I'm calling you. You're kind of my last stop on the reasonability scale. Something happened tonight that triggered me into a fit of rage, and it was something so small and ridiculous in a way. It was a parent-teacher meeting that I'm divorced. I have two young children. I have an 8-year-old and a 10-year-old, and my ex-wife, I dropped a check off to her this evening, and she failed to mention this meeting, which was very important because my daughter is a new teacher. And I wanted to meet the new teacher and get an idea of the syllabus, and she goes to a Catholic school, and et cetera, et cetera. And when I found out tonight, when I looked on the internet that the meeting was tonight and that my ex-wife didn't tell me, I essentially was at a warfare standpoint where I was ready to go to war. And
you're talking about willfulness. You're bringing up the subject called willfulness, correct?
Correct.
In other words, she has a will of her own, correct?
Correct.
And you respond to her with a will of your own, correct?
I feel compelled to respond.
You feel compelled to respond. That is what the dark side of your wife, bless her soul, because she doesn't understand how she got to be that way. She made her hate her father, and she's projecting it on you. And since you simply you're a halfway decent person, she's taking advantage of that. But deep down inside, she wants you to be strong with her. But I want to save that for another time. What I wanted to share with you that particular emotional reaction, which is willfulness. Now, there's two kinds of will. Let me just take this a little further. I'm going to ask you, do you have a will?
I do. I'm a slave.
Now,
ask me
that same question.
Do you have a will?
No, a will has me, and it's a good will.
How is it possible that you do not let the world of a 360-degree angle come in at you?
That's a good question. I like it because it's a living question. It's something I could sit in front and boast. I don't mean to be boasting, I said, but I'm 88 going on to 89. I'm going to do a three-hour program. And I'm doing something new. I'm trying to look into the microphone. I mean, the lens, the camera. I just want to make this as best I can and doing something I'm not used to doing, but it's not stress. I will slip and I'll stop looking at the camera for some reason, but I'm not frustrated with myself for doing that. I just have to keep my eyes open. And when you get to be almost, 89, you normally don't have much strength, So let me just discuss this subject of will. There's two kinds of will, just quick. We'll come back after the break. There's a good will, and then there's another will that owns you in a different way, and there's a war. You don't want to lose that war. We'll talk about that in just a minute. Hold the line.
And this is David Masters again with our wrap-up of the September pledge drive. And we've had some amazing response from people. I want to thank you all for that. For those of you who have not yet made your pledge to keep this program and the work that my dad has been doing, to keep this program on the air, we need your help. And whatever you can afford, and I know times are tough for a lot of people, but if you've gotten better, if you're one of those people, I know a lot of people have overeating problems, and that's one of the first things that goes, honestly, when you start to become less reactionable. I guess that's the right word. So please, 1-800-500-0922. That's 1-800-500-0922. We've had so many people give us pledges. Can you do that? $25 a month, $50, $100 a month, a one-time gift of $100, $500, or $1,000, whatever you can afford. This money goes directly to pay for materials for the military and their families, veterans that we don't want to see living on the streets and not being treated properly, first responders like policemen and firemen and women and their families. That's what this money goes to. Please go to FHU.com. If you want to, you can make a donation there. Just click on the donate button, FHU.com, or call 1-800-500-0922. 1-800-500-0922.
This is Roy Masters. Are you back with me, John?
Yes, sir.
Now, do you understand there's two entities that you can't see? I can't see what gives me the power to overcome thee. But the point is, I don't overcome it. I have a will that's overcome me. And I'm happy for that because it's a good power. It's like a heavenly father in heaven. You have a father, you see, and I can tell you a little story if you don't mind. I've said it before, but not everybody hears this program. I had a father that, when I asked him what life was all about, he says, you have to find it yourself, it's in you. And that was it. And I was carefree. And I lived in this world up to this date, and only a few times in my life did I lose my temper, just a little bit irritable. And then I saw myself one day, I got irritated one time, and I ran out of my office, and I was in the Institute of Hypnosis discovering the root cause of everything, which is hypnotic, really. Basically, you live a hypnotic life and you don't see it, you don't even see yourself doing what you shouldn't be doing. You can't stop it. And if you do try to stop it, it gets worse. But I found myself, in those days we had ice cream and milkshakes. That's how I'm going back that far. I found myself looking on the board for all the different ice creams and hamburgers. I just found myself reading that. I'm distracting myself from looking at it. What was wrong with me? I see I'm getting irritated. That's no good. It went away. In other words, there's something inside you. If you can look at yourself and not get angry with yourself and not try to fix yourself, because you cannot. All you need to do is stop for a minute. The problem with, let me get back to the problem, because that was a little story. But the fact that I was able to see that I was being distracted by that affair I can't remember what the name of it. It's just an affair with all kinds of different ice creams and chocolates. And in those days, you weren't, maybe you never been to one of those places. It was just a regular pharmacy with milkshakes. That's what it was. And so I'm trying to say to you that there is something inside you that is a spiritual entity. From within you, you're born with it. And when you come into the world, the world gets inside you. You can take the boy out of the country, but you can't take the country out of the boy. But in a manner of speaking, that's true. But spiritually speaking, you can take out the country of the boy. You can save the boy from the country, from the corruption of the country, whatever country it might be. America offers, or used to offer, but we're losing ground because we're getting more and more dangerous, sick people that doesn't know how to deal with what you are talking about. Doesn't know how to deal with the wife, doesn't know how to deal with the husband, doesn't know how to deal with the children. And with the tendency to get back is to be stronger and more willful than the other person, and the other person will become worse than you, and it ends up sometimes in murder. It ends up in war. And if you, especially when you appease, you embolden the person, you'll embolden your wife, because she really wants you to stand up and say, put the fruit down, Eve. But she doesn't understand what she really wants. She keeps nagging you for something she doesn't know what it is, and you don't know what it is to give it to her, but you see what I'm saying? You just get upset. And the more you get upset, meaning the more you become willful. And the word will is very interesting.
Called your show is because I was upset, and I'm actually much calmer now.
Yes, I'm glad.
And you're an exceptional person. You know this. I'm sure you've heard it a million times. Okay.
What was that again? I'm sorry.
I get caught up in my everyday world, in my everyday life, and the people that I run into. I don't consider myself naive. I consider myself innocent.
Yes.
And my 8-year-old and my 10-year-old are innocent. How do I maintain and protect that innocence?
You have to have the authority over your wife. You have to have it, but you can't force it. You cannot respond to a willfulness with a willfulness. I'm going through something in my family right now. I've got somebody who's willful. And he's very strong in his willfulness. But I will not respond to that willfulness no matter what, and he gets frustrated. And it's going to do... I'm going to say it over the radio. It doesn't matter who it is. I've got a big family, so you can't guess it. But the more more willful he is with me, the calmer I get. Means, no, I'm not giving in. No. 20 years can pass. No, I will not give in. But I won't get angry. I just won't give in. But when the person finds that you, for some reason you're not giving in, you're not getting upset, you're calm as a cucumber, cold cucumber, the person begins to wither away. I'll give you a story. When one of my daughters had a little 5 or 6 year old kid, and his name, it doesn't matter. But he's just a little kid, and he wanted something, and he wanted it so bad, he nagged his mother, like you see a kid in the grocery store yelling, screaming, you know, I want this, I want that, and then and mother's getting angry, and eventually she gives it to him. And whatever it is, he gets it, he looks at it, he throws it away, he wants something else. It never stops. Never stops. And she doesn't know what to do. So I told my wife, told my daughter, I said, look. Yes. I told my daughter to do this. Is sit quietly and let him yell and scream until he gets it out of his system. That is the key. Stay calm. And she did. I said, it may take a few hours. Take several hours. And all of a sudden, after sitting there for several hours, he suddenly stopped and says, "Oh, Mom, I'm sorry. I don't know what got into me." And she said, "That's all right, son. That's the way you deal with your wife. That's the way you deal with your children. That's the way you deal with bullies." And I'll continue with that in just a few minutes.
And yes, it's David Masters back again with some more good news. And the good news is that we have so many people helping out on our fund pledge drive tonight and this week. We have $50 from Christina in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Christina, thank you so much. The left coast thanks the right coast. $100 from Ellen in Lynnfield, Massachusetts. And again, we on the left coast, thank you. And $50 from Palos Verdes, California, which is a place I'd rather live, but that's another story. We need your donations. Military and their families need the materials, the Be Still and Know exercises that we provide for them. First responders and their families, policemen and women and their families. So whatever you can afford makes a big difference. It really does. And especially if you're an auto debit member, our premium member. And one of those premiums, by the way, is, as a thank you, Pearls of Great Price CDs for $50 a month, $100 a month, Great Pearls of Price and Pearls of Great Pearls of Price. Common Sense Christianity, Volume 1, that's five CDs. Okay, those are irreplaceable wisdom. 800-500-0922, 800-500-0922. Or go to FHU.com, that's FHU.com, and click on the donate button. And, you know, I have to say again, my dad has spent, you know, ever since I can remember, when I was a little kid, he's been reaching out to people, help them, without actually expecting anything in return, which is really the right way to do when you're going to help people. But unfortunately, when you don't expect something from people, sometimes they think, oh, I can have as much of it as I want without having any feeling of responsibility. Well, it's not a good thing. It really isn't. So, again, please help us out as these other good people have done. And the number is 1-800-500-0922. That's 800-500-0922. Or go to FHU.com. And click on the donate button. I know we have callers coming in. And we've got a quick break to make here because we're at the top of the hour and we'll take some more callers. Do you have a better life? Have you overcome some kind of, you know, illness or difficulty because of the information that you've gotten from the show? Then please do make a commitment to help us make the world a better place. 800-500-0922. Or go to FHU.com and click on the donate button. And also look at the premium pay side of the FHU website. There's quite an amazing amount of archives. I think 50 years of archives there. All right. And now back to you, Roy Masters.
Yes, thank you, David. I just want, would you hold on to John, because I do need to finish off with him in the second part of the hour, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, if you were listening to this program and you're driving your car and you don't know where it is, it disappears, or you're on Facebook and you want to be able to hear the program and see it at the same time, go to FHU.com, Foundation of Human Understanding. It's easy, FHU.com, FHU.com. And look on the right hand, listen to Roy Live. And then you can call. And there you are. I'll be right back.